Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we're going to be talking about a really good read here for the summer. I'm enjoying it. We're with Carol Robbins. She's the Dorothy J. King Lecturer in Leadership and Director at the Arbuckle Leadership Fellows Program at Stanford. Way advanced over my pay grade there, Carol. And you're one of the co-founders of Leaders in Tech, which brings the principles and process of the school's most popular course known as Touchy Feely to executives in Silicon Valley. And very worthwhile. She's joining us from one of my favorite cities, Palo Alto, California. And Carol, thanks for coming on to talk about the book and just to talk to you in general.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Carol and David Bradford have co-authored Connect, Building Exceptional Relationships with Family, Friends, and Colleagues. And I know this has been a passion of yours for a while, Carol, something you've taught and studied. Kind of take me behind the scenes of why a book.
Oh, a wonderful question. So the Random House editor that came to us 4.5 years ago came to us and said, so how come there's this course at Stanford that thousands of students for decades have said changed their life and continues to change their life, and there's no book? And we said, well, because, you know, you're not going to learn how to be more interpersonally effective by reading about it. You actually have to go do something. And he said, so let's see, how are you okay with the only people learning this and having this experience be those that are privileged enough and lucky enough to get into the Stanford Graduate School of Business? So that's when David and I looked at each other and said, I guess we're going to have to find a way to write a book. So it took us, and that's why it took us 4 years, because it was not going to be 5 tips for better interpersonal dynamics. We wanted to do justice to the work and give a reader a chance at the kind of experience that our students have.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Still probably no substitute for actually being there with you, but the book is a great substitute and a great effort. And like anything else, life is all about relationships, and that's kind of the theme of the book, but then you take it to another level.
Yeah, and you know, I'll come back for a moment to say that one of the reasons that it was hard to write, and I think one way we got around no substitute for actually being together, is that at the end of every chapter, there's a section called Deepen Your Learning, which tells you what to go do with what you just read, and so that you get to apply what you're learning, and then you get to reflect on what you learned in the doing, which is exactly the process the students go through.
Yeah, when you take kind of this philosophy to Silicon Valley and you know, people in tech there, they're a little different than maybe you and me and, you know, the typical person. How do you approach them, and kind of what feedback do you get from those execs?
Yeah, in fact, one of the things that I think has made the course so successful for so many years is that it's really about how to connect with people across difference. It's easy to connect with people that are just like you,
yeah,
and think just like you, and view the world the way you do. So, and we don't all have the privilege of only working with the people that are just like us. And in fact, some might argue that we're better off working with people that are different, because we get, you know, that much richer and fuller an experience, both in terms of our own interactions, but also in terms of ideas and a way of solving problems that are, you know, there's a broader set to draw from. But it's hard. And so, you know, there are tools and there are skills that people can build in learning how to connect. And you know, as you said a moment ago, the book not only brings the skills on how to just go from mere contact to what we might call mere contact or dysfunction to something that feels functional and at least somewhat rewarding, but all the way to something that we call exceptional.
Yeah, in business, you're dealing with all sorts of people across all sorts of parts of the country, parts of the world now, and the book is Connect.
Yep,
Building Exceptional Relationships with Family, Friends, and Colleagues. It's on Penguin Random House. We'll put the links in the show notes. and also a website. I believe it's connectandrelate.com, Robin?
That's
Carol,
yes.
Carol, sorry.
That's correct. Yeah, no worries. I got two first names. yes, connectandrelate.com, where you can download free assessment, self-assessment, and you can also download a guideline for creating your own learning group.
Yeah, prior to her... prior to her entrance at Stanford, she was Carol was in sales and marketing, a partner in consulting firms. You've seen it firsthand, Carol, how things change now in the last 10 years. I see it more dramatic than maybe any 10 years that we've experienced before. And what's the one skill that you think if somebody has to perfect or have one skill to make those relationships work, what is it?
Wow. One skill, huh? Curiosity.
Yeah.
You know, I think the world would be a much better place if instead of assuming we know what's going on for someone else, we would just get curious first. if we allowed for the possibility that there are different ways to see something and that doesn't make somebody right or wrong. If we not only got curious about other people, but also got curious about ourselves. Wow, why am I reacting that way to that person? Wonder what that's about. What that's about with me. So I think pretty hard to reduce, 20 years of teaching and and several quarters worth of a course to one tip. But I'd say that would be right up there. And maybe the other one would be risk, which is no risk, no reward. If I hold my cards really close to the vest, you're going to hold your cards closer, and we are not going to connect.
Yeah, I cover a lot.
We have to learn how to, how to be a little, and there's a whole, in the book, there's the 50% rule. Nobody's saying just, bleh, PMI.
Right.
There's ways to do that and ways that work.
Yeah, I cover sports technology and sports business, and sports really now has become about risk. These athletes now are fearless, and I think that translates across a lot of disciplines. You work with or have taught people probably from the age of 18 to 80 you've worked with. Are the younger kids now, are they more willing to take that risk? Are they fearless? Are they willing to try something different?
I think that one of the things that I observed, and I can't say, I can only speak about my own students that are average age 28, but what I saw as a shift in the last 15 years is they started to recognize how much more important emotions and feelings are in creating relationships and are more willing to take some risks in that regard. And people do business with people. So unless you learn how to connect with others, I don't care how technically skilled you are, you're probably going to be somewhat limited until you learn how to connect.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. That requires learning how to use feelings.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what race you are, where you come from. Everything's equal when it comes to making those relationships. And wrapping up with Carol Robin here from Stanford with the great new book, I invite you to go to the website, connectandrelate.com, and... Carol, what's next for you? What are you curious about that you're going to be doing in the next year or 18 months?
Well, this course that the book is based on is called Touchy Feely, by the way.
I knew a guy one time, and the people called him Touchy Feely, and I don't know why. I didn't want to ask. Yeah. So, it's a great.
Emphasis on the feely, not the touchy.
Right.
and that's because of the importance of feelings and emotions in creating relationships. And what's next for me, to answer your question, is honestly, this to me is not to be blasphemous, but it almost feels like the gospel. I honestly believe if more people were armed with these tools and competencies, we would have healthier families, healthier schools, healthier, obviously, teams and organizations, maybe even a healthier government. I just think that what's in store for me is to try to do what I can to get the word out, and not necessarily just about the book, but talks and being hired by lots of organizations to come in and create programs for them to actually help people use the book and learn the skills, and that's what's next for me.
That's great. Something we can all, advice we can all use and work towards. And connectandrelate.com, we invite everyone to go there. Carol, the book is great. Great having you on. And I'm a fan, so keep up the good work and hope to talk to you soon.
Oh, thanks a million. And yeah, Leaders in Tech also has all kinds of ways to learn this in person. So go check that out too.
Great job, Carol. Thanks
so much.
Have a great summer.
You too. Bye-bye.